Compare. Oh, his ending was a lot more like full and airy. Yeah, there's like a, you know what I'm saying? Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Asia Glow Podcast.
I'm your host, Clarence Angelo, and today is a solo episode, so you know that there's a chance that we might be crying today, but I don't think so. First of all, happy 2026 divas across the world, gay theater kids across the world. Although the world says you're not loved, you are loved by so many people. No, for real, happy new year, everyone. Truly, 2026, it seems like everyone's in a good mood, and like usually by January 15th, like people are already like, bah, 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 I'm sad, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like we're kind of keeping the momentum up this year, at least in my personal life and my personal like circle, and like, you know, the 2016 trend is happening right now, and I feel like that's everyone being like, yeah, like I'm proud of that bitch. And I feel like previous years are always like, oh, like I used to be so cringe. So like 2026 starting off with the reclamation period, Beyonce reclamation essence tour, is a good start, because it's like cringe is always a challenge, and I feel like 2026 are like that. Cringe is me and I am cringe, and cringe is unable to be independent from me. I am one with cringe, and to be great I must be one with cringe, and I feel like that's a great initiative for 2026. Anyways, grab your drinks, grab your snacks, everyone. Welcome. If this is your first episode watching or listening to Asian Glow Podcast, welcome to the Glow Gang, and I'm so happy that you're here. And we always do this thing called shall we, and then we say we shall together. So like, a lot of girls, they watch this with their girls in college in their dorms, or like a lot of y'all watch it while off the eddy. The others, some of y'all like to put it on for some reason when y'all are doing the deed. I'm honored. But whatever you are, wherever situation you are in, raise a glass and split those legs, because we are about to start today's episode of Asian Glow Podcast. Shall we?
We shall.
You guys.
We're so fucking back. Actually, we're so fucking back. Like, we're so fucking back. Everyone, take your left hand, reach for your army bomb, and pull it out of your ass, because they're fucking back. Like, they're fucking back. So, BTS is back. We all know this. Everyone and their mom knows this. I just want to remind you guys that when we're getting tickets, that Jungkook does have a woman that he is doing 7 days a week. So if that was your goal this year, shaving before the concert, just go ahead and don't get tickets and leave it for the rest of us, because our members are single. Like, there's no doubt about it. Our biases are single, and that's how it's gonna be. What the hell is going on? What the actual frick is going on? Ariana, Bruno, BTS, Harry Styles. All of them happening within a year. And Beyonce undoubtedly will announce a tour at the end of the year, because she has a third part. All this is fucking crazy. I just wanted to say, are we okay? Are we actually okay? Because if you watched our live, we decided to manifest tickets. You can go to that. We manifested tickets together as a team, as a Glow Gang team. Although small, we do yearn quite mightily. So I think it was a really good moment where we all kind of connected, you know? And I feel like you guys see me in places, in ways in places, in ways that you've never seen me before, and I see you guys in the same way, and I feel like, as violating as it is, it was comforting. And we manifested everything in the live. I just wanted to, for all the girls that yearn deeply and yearn hard, I hope we all get tickets, but at the same time, I gotta say, bitch, like, it's every man for himself. And then we're at the concert, and then we're like, okay, we're family. But before the concert, I'm so sorry, I had to take my medieval sword out. Oh, I'm so sorry, I just pulled out my Glock and my medieval sword. And my girls behind me, they got the freaking chomp, the Mario Kart chomp swing thing. You know what I'm talking about? What the fuck did I just say? They are ready. We are all ready to fight for these men. This episode, I really wanted to kind of just talk with you guys about, like, a good freaking discussion. We're on the couch, we're all chilling in my living room, a good discussion about what we can do to make this year something we won't regret, at the very least. You know, everyone's doing this 2016 trend right now, and I actually, like, I love that shit. It's giving me, like, Connor Franta era. It's giving me, like, that, you know, like, just creative and photo shoots in with a bed sheet background with flowers in your face that replace your eyes. It's giving taking a selfie with a flower in your hand or something in your hand, and then making the whole thing black and white, and then making the item the only thing that's colored and saturated. Oh my god, that era of life felt so colorful. And I think when we looked back on it prior to 2026, we viewed it as like cringe, and we viewed it as like too much. Like, what were we doing? Like, what were we doing? But at the end of the day, I feel like that is at its essence what 2026, and like, correct me if I'm wrong, like, and I'm very much generalizing, is kind of what maybe a lot of us might be striving for. And so this episode, I'm talking a lot about just like blossoming in 2026 and like really diving into just cringe creative endeavors and individualism, and like, not individualism, individual creativity, and individualism, like, in the best ways, in the ways that remind people that humans are so, as similar as they are, there's so many little things that make us unique. And those are the things that make life so colorful. So anyways, in order for me to feel like I am blossoming in 2026 and really just like being this, the same energy as like the 2016 like memes and such, where you're just like unapologetically being this like aesthetic and being this like loud person, I have to think about what things made me feel that way last year, in the most recent year. Like, you can think about it, of course, in 2016, but I think it's more accurate maybe to think about what are the things that made you feel that way in 2025. So here are the things that I really liked in 2025, and I'm sharing these, and I feel like these are going to be my ins for 2026, and maybe like you can kind of like jot down a few of yours while I'm talking. Anyways, things I've loved that recently helped me make me feel like myself again. First one is live albums. Guys, I don't know, I swear to God, if this was 2016. Was this 2016? Oh my God, K-Bye For Now, Ariana Grande live album. If that was 2016, I'm actually going to shit my pants. Oh, it was 2019. Okay, it was 2019. K-Bye For Now, Ariana Grande album, the live album. I'm telling you, like, in times where I didn't feel my star power, and I feel like that sounds so annoying, but like, bitch, I got fucking star power. Like, I got fucking star power. Flow state was reached when working on my laptop, or when heading to a workout class, or heading to a dance class, or like, you know, when I was feeling down entering a social situation. Live albums, Homecoming, Beyonce, Ariana Grande live album. What's another live one? The kind of like SoundCloud ones from BTS and Idol, like live at the concert from someone's like fucking voice memos app. Like, that shit, like, there is an essence there that gets me going every time, makes me feel like a superstar, makes me feel like a pop star in any situation that I'm going into, and I'm bringing that into 2026. So that's my first one. Second one, the Sierra Master.
Did y'all see the freaking 85 degrees Tula Shore Cinnabon Auntie Anne's Carlos Bakery that Park Jimin had in that one fucking pajama outfit?
Besides the fact that that's like, you know, like everyone knows, I love the man and I think he's wonderful and I think like he is my baby's father, I do think that that video was as inspiring, if not more inspiring, than a speech done by a very prominent historical figure. I truly think that that video motivated me more than most politicians in the Philippines right now. Actually, no, most politicians right now, I would say, motivate me to a point that is only a decimal compared to the Jimin cakery that we saw on there. So anyways, there's a video of Jimin back then. Everyone knows this. I dance and then Jimin's like, all I do is Stairmaster. So I've been doing Stairmaster, low-key been on that shit. A live album with the Stairmaster, guys, trust me. And like, trust me on this, like, I would show, okay, like, stop begging, because I'll never do it, but if I was, like, there is something going on down here, and it is monumental, it is a monument that is spherical, it is a monument that jiggles, and it is a monument that is almost equivalent to a brioche bun. I started doing the Stairmaster on top of dancing, so, like, I don't know, like, I guess if you don't dance, like, maybe start, I don't fucking know. I'm, like, dead ass. That, and then I, like, kind of eat some cornbread here and there. I don't know if this is, like, doctors, don't fucking sue me. I had to size up, too. And, like, it's not like my waist is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, girls and gays and theys and, you know, airplane landing booties, you're loved, but let me just put you on that shit. I sit down and sometimes I think, oh, thank you so much for putting a Tempur-Pedic. Tempur-Pedic mattress under my ass for this chair, because it feels so soft down. Oh, you didn't put a mattress under my bottom? That's just my literal cheeks, dog, that are making me feel like I'm constantly sitting on a mattress of absolute pure softness. Yeah, that's in for 2026. They're Stairmaster. Guys, love it or hate it, it's kind of that girl. Also, like, cardio-wise, I'm going to say, like, when I was on a dance team, my directors were always like, y'all need to start running so that you can have endurance, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I wasn't running. I was doing Stairmaster, and at the end of every rehearsal, I was, like, not the least gassed person in the room, but I was fine. And I think low-key Stairmaster was kind of that girl for dance. So if you're a dancer, anyways. Okay, next one. Record player nights. I recently moved into a new apartment. Woo! And I got a record player from Facebook Marketplace. Run, don't walk to a record player. I do think it's kind of something that is, like, abundance, like it adds on, it doesn't, like, it's something that you add to your place, like it's not going to make your life more minimal. It's very maximal to have a record player, I'll say that. I recently have been doing record player nights because records are so cheap, like random records, of course, and in New York there's a bunch of record stores, and I'm sure where you live there's a bunch of record stores, but look up a record store near you and your besties, or maybe just you. Go in with a budget and, like, I'm going to spend $20 today, and you're going to pick a genre or a set of genres for the night, and you're just going to grab whatever record you're going to have in that genre of the night. So, like, let's say that your genre of the night is house music. there's a bunch of different house music, like OG house, EDM house, like whatever, whatever. You and your friends, or you and your budget, grab whatever. You just get 3 or 4 records, or maybe just like 2, whatever. You and your friends sit around, grab some snacks, maybe like, you know, Eddieville, or, you know, a board game. No screen, no TV playing in the background. Cards, please, no phones. You just go through these records from top to bottom, and you're gonna discover like the craziest music that isn't even on Spotify. I got this one that was me and my friends had a dance hall night, and so we got like dance. I paid $2 for mine, by the way. I found the craziest dance hall album or record, and one of the songs was like "Why I Divorced My Husband," and it's like, I thought it was gonna be sad, but it's like literally an ass shaking song that is like so incredibly amazing, and like I would have never found it in my entire existence of life if I didn't just like get this random fucking green record that like stimmed my brain, like the album cover stimmed my brain. So then I don't know, I feel like it's just like, it reminds you that art and music are meant to be shared, and art and music have existed since forever. I feel like, especially if you're a creative, then like sometimes you get stuck in like, oh, everything's been done now, but no girl, like everything has been created like back then, like trust. But to be aware of that, I feel like frees you up creatively, you know, like this has always existed. Anyways, Record Player Nights, love her. The next one is Sexy Underwear. Okay, I want to fucking stand on this so bad, but you guys have no idea that I'm filming this right now and it's 10 p.m. I was supposed to film this at 4 p.m. in Central Park, by the way. I took a fucking 30-minute commute to Central Park, and I had new underwear. I got new underwear from Savage Fenty, and so like I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna splurge on myself this year, and I'm gonna get myself Savage Fenty underwear, because like I saw it on one person in a dance class, and I was like, that is a sexy waistline that is surrounded by the word Savage Fenty, and in this situation, Rihanna, you won. Like, you fucking won. So I bought some, and I got a bunch. I got a few, and the one that I wore today, I washed them. I think I had an allergic reaction to that shit. I thought I was cheap. I was like, hey, I'm going to Central Park. I'm walking, and if you're from New York, you know that any train line to Central Park is ass. Like, you have to walk like a little bit to get there. You can't just like get dropped off at Central Park. That walk to Central Park, I was like, I'm chafing really hard. Like, I'm chafing like really freaking hard. Hey, I was having an allergic effing reaction to my underwear. There was a literal wildfire happening between my groin. Someone call Smokey the Bear, because my fucking groin, my groin is about to explode. So this was supposed to be a really aesthetic video where I was in the park and I was yapping, but then I was like, you know what? I need to go home so bad. But I got to see, like, no one told me that there's a literal ocean in Central Park. What the fuck? I literally took a video. I'll put the video here. No one told me there's a literal ocean in Central Park. Also, I was seeing these ducks, and like, can the New Yorkers comment? I'm still a newbie here, guys, by the way. Are these ducks bigger than fucking normal, guys? Like, these ducks were huge. Oh my god, big chungus duck. Like, y'all, oh my duck. And then, what the fuck is this? What the hell is this, guys? Like, this duck looked like it's on crack cocaine. What the hell is this duck? This duck is like, it's beautiful, undeniably. But what the hell? Why your head so big? Hey, this low-key looks... Okay, if this was an idol, I hate to say it. But like, why? Why? Like, why am I thinking of one? And I'm gonna let you guys comment who this is, because if I say it, I might get like canceled, but if you guys say it, then like it's validation. Sexy underwear. I'm into that shit. I think having underwear that you actually love, it's like, that's actually like the most guaranteed thing that's touching your body, so you might as well like get nice underwear, because I feel like it's like, hey,
I can have the cutest jeans, but if my underwear is literally like shat and it feels like school paper towels up my cheeks, then like get rid of her, I feel like. And it's been nice. I got other nice ones. I got the CK ones. Yes, Jungkook did, was the reason why that happened, but there was also like other factors involved, and that other factor was Mingyu. So that's what that's gonna be. But I did get Savage X 21s. We'll keep you updated on the other ones. Had a freaking allergic reaction to one of them. I came back home and my cheeks looked similar to like the colored patties from SpongeBob, like with the red one. The next one is for the cold girls. Super dry. This brand, super dry. I got a puffer. Are you even a New Yorker black puffer? I was not a New Yorker, had no black puffer. Do you have a black puffer even? I didn't have a black puffer even. My puffer was not a black puffer even. So I've been searching, and so I've been doing research with my friend, and like we went on Reddit, we did the whole thing, we did both forms of research. We did the gay version of research, which is TikTok and ego, so like looking at something and thinking it's gonna be good for you. And then we did the straight people version of research, which is Reddit. So we did both, and then I kind of deciphered which ones I liked. I went through North Face, I went through all that. I personally really like Super Dry, and it was not as expensive as North Face, but I truly think that when I tried it, I was warmer and super dry. I got one in the girls section. Love her. For my girls that live in the cold, super dry. This is literally not sponsored. I love you. And there's like it has like cute little like, I don't know, it's very like Asian girl, and I'm kind of feeling her, and like it's cute, and it's recycled materials. It's not fucking like an animal that's been plucked to death, like not an animal that's been wigged and gagged in boots and googed. What am I saying? My jacket is made out of recycled materials, not a gooped and gagged and wigged and housebound wicked for good NASA wheelchair. Bird. It's recycled materials. Super dry puffer jacket 2026. Okay, and then the next one that's really given me like a real sense of like grounding. I'm not even effing kidding. Like everyone lock in for 2 seconds. It's Animal Moments. Okay. Hear me out. So this past year, I had crazy encounters with animals, and I think it was actually the biggest compliment I've ever received from Mother Earth. And let me give you an example. So I was invited, my friend works at Disney, so I was invited to go to Disney World. In Disney World in Epcot, there's a Nemo ride, and then there's an aquarium at the end of it. It started with this, and like I'll give you some more examples that happened throughout the year. I was in the aquarium, and obviously these like sea animals are like super like they've been in this for a minute. They're all rescued, whatever. Everyone around was waiting for these sea animals. We were at the turtles, and then we were at the stingrays, whatever, and the sharks. They were like waiting for like them to actually appear because the aquarium is so big, and like where they were just in the back, and like they were blah blah blah. And I remember, like, main character-ass moment. I remember, like, okay, my favorite sea animal is a turtle. I love turtles. I think they're amazing. And I went to this, like, rescue place in South Padre in Texas. Learned about the endangered species of turtles, which I think is, like, a blackhead turtle. I might be wrong. But it's the one in Texas. And so I learned about them. And then I literally like started crying at a presentation, and it wasn't even like a sad presentation. I was just like, truly like, these animals are so wise and stupid and everything at the same time. And like the way that the Mother Nature has built them is, anyways, love turtles. I like turtles. Literally me, I like turtles. I see this turtle, and there's only one turtle in this whole fucking place, by the way, at the time that I went. And I'm like looking at it, and like, I was like, literally, like, spiritually, this is gonna sound fucking crazy, but, like, guys, hear me out, and I'll get to why I'm bringing this up. I literally, like, looked at this turtle, and, like, I was, like, deeply emotional looking at this turtle. What the fuck was going on? I don't know. Deriad, bro. I really want this turtle to come up to, like,
us and like my friends, and like I really want the turtle to come up, and like it wasn't happening, and I was like really upset. And then I walked away from my friends to go look at a stingray, right? Because I was like, I want the stingray. In this effing moment, mind you, this turtle is just in the fucking corner. I'm on the other side of the aquarium. This turtle goes all the way around, and everyone's like taking pictures. Turtle comes right at me. I'm looking at it in the eyes. It's like slow right at me. I'm not even effing kidding. I wish I had a picture. I think my friends have a picture. I'll put it in if they have one. You know that Moana scene with the ocean? This turtle stops. Like, stops right in front of my eyes. Like, I mean, like, the glass is here and I'm here. And I am just looking at this turtle and smiling. I get the craziest amount of chills. And then, like, I'm like, hi, like, oh my God. I was like, hi. I was like, actually, like, truly emotional. I had this moment with this turtle, and I literally was like, ugh. Like, I felt like I was in the right direction, you know? And I felt like I was doing the right things. And I feel like it felt really good to have, like, animal validation. I don't know, like, I feel like with the world being so shit against Mother Nature, like, I literally, like, can cry at the side of the ocean. You could ask my friends. During Lilo and Stitch, the live action, the weird one where Lilo or where Stitch kind of looks like a little rabicore Stitch, I cried at the scene of the ocean, which was the opening scene, because I literally was like, I literally was like, oh my God, Mother Nature gives us this beautiful thing, and we just hurt her. Like, we hurt her so bad, and like, she continues to give us so much, and we just hurt her, and that makes me so sad. And I'm like, oh, like, why are we doing this? There's like a way that we could do this that's totally fine. Like, so then I felt that with the turtle, I got really, I was like, And then I told you about the stingray. Stingray wasn't minding anyone. Stingray goes right by me, literally swims right by me and pauses right in front of me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And literally everyone in this aquarium is like looking at me, and I'm like, holy shit. And like, usually in that moment, I'm like, yeah, I'm that bitch. But like, deadass, I literally was like, I don't know what's going on, but I actually like don't really want to even associate myself. It's like, it's like, oh, like, turtle and stingray, like, I'm not like them, like, I'm different. Like, it's like being at a BTS concert, and like, your man that you're like married to or is your boyfriend is like behind you. You're like, like, Jimin looks at you and you're like, like, that's just like some random bit. Like, that's, don't worry. That's how I felt with the turtle and the stingrays. Is that pick me? I feel like being pick me towards animals is actually cute as fuck. So I'm an animal pick me bit. Anyways, so why did I bring this up? I don't know why I brought this up. Oh, because when you see an animal or when you see something that is not human, like a dog, literally like a dog. I'm not saying like a fucking cockroach, bitch. Like, I'm slamming that shit. But it, like a dog, you know, or like the things that you see like every day, or like a fish if you have fish, or like, when in your normal life you encounter an animal, I feel like it's a really, really quick way to get out of your own head. I'm not even kidding. Like, yes, we have like cuteness aggression when we see a dog, but I also feel like it gives you like a sense of like, oh, there is like needs that are being accommodated in my life that I am unaware of, and that is like food, a job, or whatever. Like, it kind of grounds you, and I feel like having moments with animals like reminds you that like Mother Earth is providing, and like maybe the places where you are not content are in the places of human interaction and like human things, you know, like, and so big on 2026 is like just animal interactions. Like, smile at a dog. When you have cuteness aggression, smile at the fucking dog. Like, the only benefit that's gonna give is like you smiled in the day. Maybe you didn't smile all day and you have no idea. So like, when you see an animal, like, just like admire it, of course, and then just like I don't know, this is gonna sound so fucking hippie, but like soul bond with it, you know? Like I was in Animal Kingdom at Disney and like I saw the gorillas, and like there was a moment where I was like just like looking at them and I was like, wow, like they are truly surviving off of Mother Nature, and like I have all these things and whatever, but like truly, like it's a grounding thing, and I hope that we bring that into 2026. This probably sounds fucking crazy. There was a lot of moments that happened with that this year, when I was at the beach, when I was at Disney, when I was just like at a park and dogs would come up to me. Like it feels like your soul is very pure, or you feel like your soul is being purified, and like I feel like that's always a good sign. You know how they say like a dog knows if you're a bad person? Like I have a dog back home in Texas, like with my mom, and I remember like my dog kept barking at this one dude that was in my friend group, like in my friend group, and I was like, why the fuck is he barking at you? Because my dog is many things, racist, sexist, but what he's not is like anti-Filipino, and like this friend of mine was Filipino and like kind of looked very similar to me. It was like a Filipino boy, which I was. And he like kept barking. 3 months later, learned he was a cheater. What? He's been cheating this whole time. What? My dog fucking knew. My dog can sniff a cheater. So I feel like animals have a sixth sense for it. And especially animals that have grown up with humans. I feel like they totally have a sixth sense for it. And I'm talking out my ass, but I like talking out my ass. It feels good. I feel like this year, a lot of times when people think about the new year, I just wanted to share this, and this has helped me a lot, and this is the last thing I'll say, is like, when you think of a new year, sometimes you just get overwhelmed with how many things that you want to do and how many things you have to get done, or you feel like you have to get done. But as I've grown up, and I feel like a lot of you guys are in college and are around my age and maybe can relate, it's like, instead of thinking of the year as a year where task on my shoulder, I have new tasks, and like I have all these things that are now like, oh, I got this backpack on of shit that I have to do, and it's gonna happen. I feel like that's how I've always thought. That's how I have thought about being growing up Filipino. They're like, huh, when are you gonna get this done? Blah, 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 blah. Shut up. A really helpful mindset that I've thought about, and I literally have it written on my above my desk, is like, a shedding year. 2026 is a shedding year, and I'll tie this back to like the beginning, like this 2016 trend that we're doing right now. It's like we're shedding off cringe. Like instead of being like, I'm gonna add on confidence, let me shed off the cringe, because confidence, it's nice to think about something that already exists within you, because confidence does already exist within you. Like these things already exist within you, but I'm gonna shed off the shit that's stopping it from happening. And I feel like that makes you feel like 2026 is an upward slope rather than like it feels like you're like coming out of like a landfill almost, rather than like going up a hill necessarily. I don't know. I'll give you more examples. Like I am shedding the need to put on concealer under my eyes before I film a podcast. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. There was a point when I did it and I was like, I need to do it because I feel really ugly when I edit myself. Fuck that shit. It's like just shedding misinformation, you know? I feel like a lot of us are going into 2026 after years of always making sure that you knew that everyone knew you could hang. I'll give you an example. Like we've all been talking about nonchalantness. We've all been talking about, bitch, like, trust, I'm not a Trumpy. Like, bitch, like, you'll fucking guess at this point, bitch, like fuck ICE, fuck everything that's happening in America right now. If you fuck with that shit, I'm not gonna prove that I don't fuck with that shit, because I think it should be fucking basic common human decency. Oh, you voted for him because your groceries are gonna be cheaper? Are they fucking cheaper? Are they fucking cheaper? No, they're not, you fucking bitch. Are people fucking dying because of you? Yeah. And I'm over trying to prove that I am not that, because now in 2026, I feel like everyone's like leaning into 2016, right? Leaning into like cringe and whatever. We're leaning into like, I am a human, and this politics, it's like, I'm just gonna be human, which will state where I am on what's happening in America right now. I'm a fucking human. And now in 2026, I'm going to blossom in all the things that make humans great other than basic human fucking rights. Art, the clothes I wear, the colors I wear, the pin that I put in my hair. Maybe I'll put a fucking choker on. Maybe I'll put, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these little things that make us human are what people are diving into. Like, I'm guilty as charged. Like, I had a beige living room when I lived in Texas. And now, like, this is beige, of course. But, like, my couch is red. And, like, I have color paintings that I'm painting. Like, I'm making my walls something that I paint. And, like, I'm putting stickers from local businesses. Like, these are all things that I love. And, like, I have stupid little things here on the wall. And, like, that is, to me, what this year is about. Yeah. Fuck everything that's happening in America. Let's get that out of the way. And I've gotten that out of the way. But 2026 is like, bitch, I'm funny. Bitch, I'm beyond that. I am going to blossom and show you, like, my colors now that I've made sure that you know that I am not a fucking insensitive, illogical, cognitively dismissive person. And I've grown beyond that. And so, anyways, that's what I think for 2026. That's what I think is in. It's a shedding year. Hopefully you took some advice from all that. And yeah, I just wanted to, like, again, like, say truly thank you. 2026 could not have been a New York City life for me without you guys. And Alcheska's moving here literally in 2 weeks. What a pleasure it is to have a job with a bunch of people who I would undeniably, like, kiki with on the streets. Like, the community, I looked at old journals from, like, freshman year of college when I was, like, really thinking about all this and, like, starting a channel, and I literally was like, one of the goals on there was, like, I want a community that I love. I used to watch a YouTuber called Sarah Baska, and I feel like her community was, like, the first community that I was like, wow, like, this community is so supportive of each other. Like, and I feel like that's what we are. So anyways, I want to say thank you guys so much for support, but also, like, just being a well-hearted person. And as funny as the fucking idol gooning is, and as funny as all that shit, like, truly, like, I appreciate the jokes, because the comedy and all of this has to come from a place of awareness and empathy and sympathy and pain and trauma. And so I appreciate you guys so much for, like, just giving me your time and just all the support. I love it all. And all the best to you guys in this new year. I hope the exercise was something that you could benefit from. I think it would benefit everyone. So, like, share it with someone. You don't even have to share this podcast episode. Like, write it down, share that post-it note, you know, like, of the questions I said. But anyways, and if you want to be part of the community, you can join our Discord if you're 16 and up. And we live stream on Tuesdays. And me and Alcheska will be back in February. Because she's moving in and I'll be in Asia visiting some friends and family. So just want to say thank you guys. Love you guys. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. If you're listening, it'll come right up. And I'll see you guys soon. I'll say bye like I normally do in my respective language. Isa, dalawa, tatlo. Ingat!